Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
So my name is Susan O'Brien. I'm a zookeeper at Dublin Zoo. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Let's kick it off with Evan, who says, do all zoo animals have names?
Yes, most of them would have names. We'd work with these guys every day, 7 days a week. So even if you don't have an official name, you'd have a little kind of pet name for them as well.
And who would make those up if they're not official names?
Usually the keeper who, say there's a baby born, the first keeper on site gets to name it.
Oh, that's
usually
cool.
Which is kind of nice. If you know an animal's due to give birth, there's a big rush on every morning to get in first. And we'd often do competitions, say with the public, they'll try and get a native kind of name or like Sunno Bobs or
Seamus the lemur.
No, we do have some of them. We've like Jimmy the hobo penguin and that type of thing.
Do those kinds of animals respond to their names? Like, will a penguin come to you if you say, hey, Jimmy?
Some of them do. Actually, some of the penguins would be quite good. Each thing is individual as well. They each have their own kind of personalities. Primates and stuff now would definitely, the names. Or sea lions and stuff.
Who is the cleverest animal in the zoo?
Apart from the keepers, most of the primates, like the great apes, they're renowned. Chimpanzees, the gorillas.
What things have they done that you've been amazed by?
Well, I always remember one time we had a fantastic chimp called Hannah, and she actually put on a jumper. We were like,
sleeves and everything.
Oh yeah, she obviously seen the keepers, putting on a jumper, and she copied this, and we were like, oh my god, like just amazing.
Now she works on the front desk.
A lot of people, Connor among them, want to know what kind of qualifications you need to become a zookeeper.
I think it's very different nowadays. I think like when I started out, I started working in my local veterinary practice, and then I did biology in college, and then when I started there, I started as a casual litter picking, kind of bottom of the barrel, and I was obviously enthusiastic and I had relevant animal experience and a relevant qualification. Experience really counts. So like anyone, if they're looking for, to try and get in, I would say definitely try and get hands on. Pet shops or like dog boarding kennels or anything that you can get hands on and get that kind of experience.
Which animals would you be closest to in the zoo?
Me personally, I work in the South America section, so I'd be working with a lot of the smaller primates and stuff. They're the small little cute little guys.
Cute. How do you feel about the controversy that surrounds zoos? How do you personally feel about all that?
That always kind of upsets me. Like, I feel like for my animals personally, I do everything for them. I want them to be happy and healthy. You know, we're all very well qualified, we're very well trained, they get the best food, they get the best veterinary care. You know, everything is very well kind of managed as well. Like, everyone is entitled to their opinion, but I'd always say, come in, talk to us, talk to the keepers. You know, let us share what we can with you. And it's very different when you're talking to somebody face-to-face and to see, what are we actually doing?
The reality is that there are species that would not exist now if it wasn't for zoos and their protective mating and all that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like, I'm a stud book keeper for a particular species, the Gouldies monkey. So I'm kind of a bit like Cilla Black for this particular
You got to get them together.
Is
it monkey number one?
That's it. And like, I basically spent hours trying to figure out who's the best match for who shouldn't be breeding, which is as important.
There's a lot of people we know who shouldn't be breeding.
Well, yes, exactly.
There's a song that I saw on the internet that I played for my kids, right? Mm. And you can tell me if this is true or not. Basically, the song goes, if it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey.
I know.
Actually true?
It is true, yes.
So are there monkeys with no tails?
They are apes. So great apes would be your gorillas, chimpanzees, orangutans and bonobos. Mm-hmm. So they do not have tails. And then all other monkeys have tails.
Excellent. So my song works.
It does work. We use it in work all the time in education, actually.
Very happy.
Emma asks, have you ever taken an animal home? Or if you could, what would it be?
Oh man, I always think a red panda sleeping at the end of your bed, keeping your feet warm. Wouldn't that just be beautiful?
They're so cute.
So unprofessional though.
Would they not maul you in your sleep?
They possibly would, yes, they possibly would. If you take an animal out of its natural social group, it kind of loses the etiquette to be that animal. But we have in the past, we'd a pygmy marmoset, we had Bjug, and like the size of your thumb, absolutely beautiful little thing. So we were bringing it home, and we had like an incubator set up. Every hour and a half we'd have to feed it.
Wow.
Like, it's amazing to do, and I know they have done in the past.
Because Daniel says there was a rumour at one point that someone broke into the zoo and stole a penguin but then brought it back. Is that true or is it an urban legend?
That was an urban legend that unfortunately became true.
No.
We would say like it wasn't fun, like the animal could have died.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
It was a totally horrible thing to do. She's still going now, luckily enough, Kelly the penguin.
Do urban animals, birds for example, or foxes or something, just like end up in the zoo going, whoa, why is there a zebra here? Like, you know, does that happen?
I always remember seeing a big ginger cat in the zebra habitat, and they chased this poor cat, and the poor cat was like, what the hell? Like, and it's just such a weird thing to see a herd of zebras chasing this poor ginger cat. It was very, very odd.
Because he's just like, man, they've got the weirdest dogs in there. Don't not go in there.
There's a question in from Michael. Are there animals you hate working with?
Yes.
Like, who?
I get asked that. Penguins.
Really?
Yes.
Are they just ratty?
And people would be horrified at this because they're little jerks. They're just, they come up and they bite you in the back, right at the back of your leg, like looking for fish, and you're like, ugh. And they're just a bit smelly and they eat fish, and some of them are just, a-holes.
What is the worst injury you've ever gotten from an animal?
Probably the usual, like little scratches, or like, we try and plan everything, I suppose, that you don't get, you know, bitten. But like, reality is, if you're working hands-on with an animal, you're going to get bitten.
What if you're working with a large cat?
Yeah, well, obviously there's protection, so we don't ever get in with our large carnivores, our large primates. We don't get in with our chimps, our gorillas, anything.
Ever.
Like, ever, ever, ever.
No. Yeah, because Maeve says, how do you look after animals that are difficult to get close to?
So everything's kind of, it's positively conditioned. Say, for example, I could move 12 ton of rhino, basically, with gates. So if I want the animal to go here, I'm going to say, right, we leave your food here, open a gate, goes through, gets the food. Kind of.
Well thought out.
So, yes, exactly.
Good idea.
Exactly.
Rossi Girl on Twitter asks, what qualities should you have outside of a love for animals to become a zookeeper as a career?
Ooh, very good. You probably have to be quite a people person. And I don't think I realised that until I started working there. Like, it was at such a family day out. You're constantly kind of dealing with the public. You're doing public presentations and talks, stuff like this on the radio, TV shows. So there's a lot of stuff. Like, you probably have to be fairly articulate, I suppose, as well, because we want to get our conservation message out there.
So you've got to be able to communicate. Yeah, you can't just be, I only like animals and I hate humans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of television, people will know you from the TV show The Zoo on RTE. Is it coming back to us?
It will be back, yeah. We're filming like the whole time, constantly filming. So there's always something. There should definitely be another series.
Emer wants to know, if you could crossbreed, forget ethics now,
okay,
right? Crossbreed any animals, two animals, what would you like to create?
That's a toughie. I wonder if you could like cross a penguin and a red panda. Like, would that be cute? And would it make it cuter?
Well,
cuter?
If it didn't have the beak, perhaps.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Could you cross a Dermot with a Dave?
Oh God.
God, no.
Yeah. Keep us in a cage.
I'll give you a breeding embargo. I'll have to work in the genetics. No more breeding stuff.
Yeah, don't worry. Our wives have them in place. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Susan O'Brien, zookeeper at Dublin Zoo. Keep up the good work and thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. Ask me anything. Today FM.